This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. One day after the Supreme Court struck down Washington, D.C.'s handgun ban, the National Rifle Association got busy and filed lawsuits against communities with similar policies. That includes Chicago and several of the surrounding suburbs. Back in 1981, one of them, Morton Grove, became the first community in the country to make it illegal for people to keep handguns in their homes. Now, Morton Grove is dropping its ban. As Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildeboer reports, Chicago isn't likely to let go so easily.
There was surprisingly little fanfare as the mayor of Morton Grove led last night's discussion on doing away with the village's historic handgun ban.
Does anybody want any comments from the residents on this? Peggy?
Peggy Freever, resident of Morton Grove, 5848 Cleveland Street.
Peggy was the only resident of this small town to speak in favor of keeping the ban. Well, there were two other people, the Bishop sisters, but they're not actually from Morton Grove. Jean and Jennifer Bishop have been vocal gun control advocates since tragedy struck their family.
Our high school kid got a hold of a handgun and blew away our three family members, my sister, her husband, and their baby.
The public comment lasted only a half an hour, and then the board voted to repeal the nation's first handgun ban. The Bishop sisters missed the vote. They had left shortly after speaking to go to the city of Evanston, where they gave a repeat performance.
This city council is heroic in its leadership and its concern for gun violence prevention and for safe communities, and you all are already my heroes on that front.
Evanston is just a few miles east of Morton Grove, and last night they too were considering getting rid of their handgun ban. Some council members were sympathetic to the Bishop sisters' message, but said the city doesn't have the money to fight the NRA on a lawsuit they think they'd lose. A few miles south, in Chicago, a big city with deep pockets, it's a different story.
The Supreme Court and Congress has no obligation to keep our country safe. It falls on the backs of mayors and your local officials.
That's Mayor Richard Daley. He says the city will fight the NRA despite the Supreme Court's ruling that Washington, D.C.'s gun ban is unconstitutional. While the D.C. and Chicago bans are similar, Chicago plans to argue that the Supreme Court ruling affects only federal jurisdictions like the District of Columbia. Timothy O'Neill teaches law at the John Marshall Law School in Chicago. He says the city's legal strategy goes back to the reasoning behind the Bill of Rights.
The fear that the founders had was that the federal government was going to start taking away rights from individuals. They didn't have any fear that Virginia or Massachusetts or New York, their home states, would do this.
So Chicago will argue that because of the Bill of Rights, the federal government can't restrict people's right to bear arms, but local governments can. O'Neill points out there are a number of amendments that aren't binding on local governments. For example, under the Fifth Amendment, the federal government can charge people with a felony only under a grand jury indictment, but states have a choice.
They can use grand juries, they can use preliminary hearings. It is one part of the Bill of Rights that has never been applied against the states.
O'Neill says another part of the Bill of Rights that the U.S. Supreme Court has never said the states have to protect is the Second Amendment right to bear arms. And Chicago's attorneys are hoping that omission will leave them the wiggle room they need to keep the city's handgun ban in force. If they're successful, smaller communities like Evanston, Illinois, that don't want to fight the NRA, might change their minds and try to bring back handgun bans. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildeboer in Chicago.